In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1. Start your machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Right now, if we just assume normal abandonment and then we assume probably average yields, which is still a real question as well, because we've seen probably better than expected yields for the last 3 years. And so if we look at a 3-year average for those yields, kind of roll that forward, it still looks like we could see U.S. production somewhere between 20 and 21 million bales looking ahead to 2007. That's a little bit lower than what we had in 2006, but probably to be expected with the lower acreage.
This is Cut 2. Start your machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
As we look ahead to the 07-08 marketing year, unless we see something unexpected in terms of global economic activity, we would expect mill use to continue to increase for 07-08 and probably move close to 124 million bales for the upcoming marketing year. China will account for much of that, as we think they'll go from 50 million bales up to about 53, but some of the other areas that are growth regions will be India, Pakistan, a few other places in Asia.
This is Cut 3. Start your machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
One is the near-term situation that we're dealing with the current marketing year. The export pace has not been nearly as strong this marketing year as it was, say, a year ago. We were coming off a year in 05-06 where we exported 18 million bales. Right now, we're well off of that pace. In fact, it looks like we're probably going to do well to export somewhere in the neighborhood of 14 to 14.5 million bales. We're not seeing the same level of purchases by China as they did a year ago, although they're still a very important customer and a large buyer. They haven't been as large, and they're really, as we look ahead, going to continue to hold the key in the world cotton trade.